Welcome to the June 30th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Tonight's guest lineup was a big one. Author and editor, former British subject, John Higgs, stays with me for the full 3 hours of the program. David Kodria jumps in a little bit early to talk about the goings-on in Mississippi. Nikki Gosar comes back to the show this week to talk with John about her recent trip to London that we didn't have time to touch on when she was on last week. The Mad Ogre George Hill joins me, Shanto, and more. Huge program. Enjoy it. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Armed American Radio. Filling your prescription for freedom across the fruited plains of America. Whether that's free or not anymore, I don't know. Take a listen to this. Mississippi, we're going to talk about you for a little bit. We don't talk a lot about Mississippi. But you're in the news today relative to gun rights. Colorado, of course, you're in the news. We're going to be talking with you. In fact, we have a guest from Colorado that will be joining me for the entire program today. John Higgs. You guys like John Higgs. You love John Higgs. John Higgs in that great British accent. He is a naturalized American citizen, former British subject, left Britain, and enjoys his Second Amendment freedoms here in the United States, and finds us fighting here, and he has joined the fight with us. Nikki Gosar will be here later in the broadcast to discuss something we were unable to talk with her about last week. We just simply didn't have time to get into it, and that is her recent trip of all places, London, England, where she had some conversations with a number of anti-gun British subjects, and also some pro-gun British subjects. So it will be fascinating to get that information that that Nikki received while she was there about the conversations that she had. While John Higgs is here on the show with us, we've invited a pro-gun Brit to be on the radio program with us today. He's, of course, got about a six-hour time difference. If he can make it, he can. If not, well, we'll invite him back maybe next week or the week after, whenever his schedule permits. So, let me see here. Let's go back to Mississippi. Colorado, it angers me. I want to get back to you, and we will, because your new slew of gun control garbage goes into effect tomorrow. There's nothing we can do about that but educate you and talk with you about it. Mississippi. Why is Mississippi in the news today? Mississippi is in the news today because Mississippi had passed it was an open carry, constitutional carry bill. Do you know what constitutional carry is? Do you know what constitutional carry means? You've probably heard of concealed carry laws throughout the country, whether you're a concealed carry permit holder or not, wherever you may be listening to Armed American Radio today. I'm sure you've heard of the concealed carry laws. Of course, been in the news, always is. In Mississippi, the main sponsor of the bill, Republican Representative Andy Gibson of Braxton, Mississippi, reinstated basically the state constitution's right to bear arms. A number of sheriffs and police chiefs, always the police chiefs, you got to love the police chiefs, worry people could, listen to this, this is why Mississippi's in the news, worry people could become trigger happy and hurt civilians or law enforcement officers. As if a criminal wouldn't want to do that already and has to wait around for a Republican representative from Braxton to pass a constitutional carry bill. Constitutional carry simply means that those law-abiding citizens can carry a firearm openly without having to have a permit to do so. You see, criminals carry guns anyway. They don't wait for Republican or Democrat representatives to write law that says they can. They just do it. what constitutional carry does is keeps people from getting out of trouble. If in Mississippi, you've got concealed carry laws, good concealed carry laws. This just simply keeps you from getting in trouble if your jacket blows open, or, for that matter, allows you to carry your firearm the way it was intended to be carried, according to your own state constitution. Let me read you your right to bear arms constitutional provision in the state of Mississippi. The right of every citizen to keep and bear arms in defense of his home, person, or property, or in aid of the civil power when thereto legally summoned, shall not be called in question, but the legislature may regulate or forbid carrying concealed weapons. Now think about what I just read you. The right of every citizen to keep and carry arms, in defense of his home, person, or property, and so forth, but the legislature may regulate or forbid carrying concealed weapons. You have a concealed carry law in place in Mississippi. The legislature has regulated that. I don't like that, but it is what it is. We work to change that in many cases, in most cases, by attempting to legislate constitutional carry, which is what your state constitution would seem to already allow. It tells you you can bear arms. Yet it singles out carrying concealed. So keeping that in mind, the bill's main sponsor, Republican Andy Gibson of Braxton, made mention that the law simply restated the state constitution's right to bear arms. And I quote him now. This is interesting. It's fascinating, actually. I never thought I'd live to see a lawsuit filed to say that the Constitution is unconstitutional, which is basically what they're saying. I'm confident that in the end, our Second Amendment rights will be upheld. Now, what am I talking about? What lawsuit? Hinds County Circuit Judge Winston Kidd, appointed by a Democrat, issued an injunction because that law, the constitutional carry, reinstatement of constitutional right to bear arms in Mississippi, was due to go into effect tomorrow. Hinds County Circuit Judge Winston Kidd put the kibosh on that through what we know as judicial activism. Under pressure from Hinds County District Attorney Robert Schuler Smith, who requested that the law be blocked. With support from, get this, Jody Owens, an attorney for the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Listen to what he said. Those seeking the law, he claims, seeking to block the law, he claims, are trying to stop mayhem. I quote, "The plaintiffs are trying to stop mayhem. We're looking at a wild, wild west scenario." Sean Young, my producer in Dallas, Texas. How many times have we heard the wild, wild west?
Oh, tons. Tons.
45 states have some form of open carry.
Yeah.
Including the one I reside in now.
But the state that doesn't have any kind of, you know, constitutional gun carry, well, that's the West, even though it's northeast of me anyway.
What?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago has no gun control, has no concealed carry, no kind of provision for Second Amendment people to carry weapons, but yet it's out of control. It's the old West.
Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Subject only to the police power, mm-hmm. the right of the individual citizen to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, that's a joke. Mm-hmm. Self-defense rights, though, are protected in Illinois. And they now have a constitutional, well, let me just put it this way, they now have legislation passed
exactly
that the governor was successful yet again. We've discussed it here on the program before. Yeah. That was successful in pushing off via another court order so he can analyze it closer. Illinois, concealed carry is coming to you. They're just planning on how bad they can infringe you. And they will infringe. That's what they're going to do. We already know that. But it's their dying last gasp. Concealed carry is coming to Illinois. Back to Mississippi. David Kodria wrote a fantastic piece on Mississippi today in the Gun Rights Examiner. So I've asked David to join both John Higgs and I this hour. David is returning to discuss his Gun Rights Examiner column about this situation in Mississippi with help from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, and Jody Owens. Do you know who Jody Owens is?
No.
He leads the Southern Poverty Law Center's Mississippi efforts to reform the state's juvenile justice system.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
previously, he was a special prosecutor for the District Attorney's Office of Hinds County, Mississippi. Armed American Radio returns with David Kodria and John Higgs. Don't go away.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Gauco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgauco.com today. That's usgauco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle. another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week, giving you a voice. Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Armed American Radio Network broadcast, coast to coast, from the toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all points in between, including parts unknown. Mississippi, we're talking about you right now. That was funny, Sean?
No, just...
You've got the funnies going on. See, I'm watching you. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can watch the show?
RadioFactor.net.
RadioFactor.net.
Yes. What's going on with that hat you got on?
This is a Gander Mountain Academy hat.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
You see that?
I just wanted one.
You want one?
Yeah, you didn't give me one. How you going to get stuff and not get me nothing? Anyway, I'm just messing with you.
You got to be somebody.
Oh!
Or know somebody, and I'm both. How about that?
Oh, he got game today.
You like that? You got to be somebody or know somebody, and I'm both.
I ain't mad at you.
Mississippi is abbreviated MS. Yeah, it is. Jackson, Mississippi, you're listening on WPBQ. 1240 a.m. Listening live, Jackson, Clinton, Canton, Crystal Springs, Mississippi, Pascagoula, you're listening, WPMO, 1580 a.m. and surrounding areas. Got issues out there in Mississippi, but it's indicative of the left, the gun hater, the freedom hater, and dare I say, the Democrats. Yes. It's the Democrats who hate your firearm freedoms. You Democrats who own guns, good for you. I'm glad you're a Democrat gun owner. I love that. Good for you. But, and I'll leave it at that, you can figure it out. When you pull the lever for these people, this is what you get. This is what you get. Let's go to my first guest who is going to stay with us throughout the show, and that's John Higgs. John, welcome to the show. You're out in Colorado. We're going to get to the Colorado topic here very shortly. Coming up now, David Codrey is going to join you and I, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Mississippi and the open carry, constitutional carry provision being struck down, at least temporarily, by the courts. John Higgs, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Mark, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. You ready to hear from David Codrea what the heck is going on in Mississippi?
You bet. I'm just sitting here watching the Radio Factor.
You got to love it. Well, how are you doing? It's great to see you.
Yeah.
Great Gander Mountain Academy hat we have on that Sean wants one here. We'll see if we can work something out and get him one. I'll get you one, too, John. You need one, too.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Excellent. Very good. David Codrea, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, I should say. How are you?
Well, I don't have a hat either.
we'll get you one too. Shanto can't get one yet. We'll make sure to get you one as well. David, I want to talk about your column, and it's interesting because you sent me a link, as you do every week, and said, "Hey, what's the guest lineup? I want to give it some publicizing. You know, I want to publicize the lineup, talk about the show. What time am I doing the show? That kind of thing." And I was planning and was working on some show prep. And the first thing I wanted to touch on was this Mississippi garbage. And the first thing I see from your link is, and I quote now your headline, Democrats, hear me, Democrats bypass checks and balances to halt open carry gun law in Mississippi. And David, I'm going to open with reading the first paragraph. Is that okay?
Let's go for it.
A Hinds County Circuit Court judge, initially appointed to the bench by a Democrat governor, granted the wishes of a Democrat prosecutor on Friday in an emergency hearing to halt implementation of a gun bill opposed by Democrat lawmakers. And I also want to point out that Jody Owens, who made the absolute boneheaded statement, the plaintiffs are trying to stop mayhem. We're looking at a wild, wild west scenario, is an attorney for the SPLC. Also a former special prosecutor for the DA's office of Hinds County, Mississippi. David, take it away. What the hell is going on in Hinds County, Mississippi, that they hate the rest of the state's right to bear arms?
Yeah, and Mark, you know, as listeners do, that we are quick to criticize Republicans who stray from the path, but this just happens to be a bunch of Democrats have gotten together and said there's going to be no open carry. This bill, HB2, actually does more than that. It would have allowed for military members and veterans 18 to 21 to be able to concealed carry. I was speaking with the attorney who helped craft this bill. He was able to do some media on this earlier in the week, but because he's now going to be involved in litigation, it would now be a conflict for him. I wanted to get him on Armed American Radio, as right. You well know. And essentially, here's the thing, Mark, of the plaintiffs on this, okay, there's the district attorney, there are all these sheriffs and constables and things like that, but there are four senators who voted for the bill. This bill passed unanimously.
Right.
In the state Senate, and now all of a sudden they're saying, well, it's vague. What, you guys didn't understand what it was you were doing? And this is just my biggest concern, Mark, is that this now takes the partisan Democrat agenda
right.
and the anti-gun agenda, and now we've got the judicial branch with the judge, we've got the executive branch with Robert Shuler Smith,
right.
the district attorney, and we've got the legislative branch with all of these anti-gun politicians in the legislature, and these people are basically coming together and saying, you know what, forget checks and balances. This is why everybody who took a civics class and paid attention to it in the fifth grade understood why we're supposed to have three branches of government, and they have done away with that for a partisan anti-gun agenda. I think that that's dangerous, and I would love to see what recourse people have, although I don't think they have the political will to go for impeachment or anything like that. But, boy, is that corrupt.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen in Mississippi either, but I will say this, and let me quote from the bill itself so that we can explain to you what it is we're talking about. The relevant portion of this bill that the gun haters and freedom haters don't like, and that is, of course, your being able to carry a firearm openly. For the purposes of this section, concealed shall not include a loaded or unloaded pistol carried upon the person in a sheath, belt holster, or shoulder holster that is wholly or partially visible, or carried upon the person in a scabbard or case for carrying the weapon that is wholly or partially visible. And according to you, David, in your hand, the bill states essentially clarifying that open carrying of firearms by non-prohibited persons in non-prohibited locations is lawful activity.
That was basically what the bill was intended to do. You know, the bill's author basically alluded to that. I was a little bit surprised when Representative Gibson said that, you know, in all his years, he's never seen anybody, you know, say that the Constitution is unconstitutional because, geez, we talk about that all the time.
Just about every week.
But here's the other thing. Just to gin up the hysteria for the media, for the camera, these anti-gun politicians show up on the steps of the Capitol, and they're holding an evil black rifle.
Exactly. You know, a great point, and of course that music means we're going to take a break. John, you have 5 seconds. Was that vague to you, yes or no?
No, I think the whole thing's pretty clear.
There you go. Thank you very much. We'll get some commentary from you when we come back right after this. Armed American Radio continues.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are 2 simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
I like that. Bill Bennett, we haven't heard from Dr. Bennett in a while. Was a guest on his show a number of times, Shanto.
Yes. You know, I like Dr. Bennett.
Real even-keeled.
Yes, he is.
He was easy to educate about the right to keep and bear arms. A number of things we talked about on the air, he would tell me live on the air, live. He said, I didn't know that, and readily admitted that. So it made for some great conversation.
Yeah, Dr. Ben is a real good guy.
Yeah, he is. Really even keel. I like his temperament. He keeps me low and slow, like a pork, like a pork butt on a smoker.
Ooh,
when I'm on his show. You can't get all riled up when you're on with Dr. Bennett. You got to stay even keel like he is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was an education director at one time.
Yeah.
So
great guy. I like him a lot. John Higgs.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Was there anything vague? I'm doing great, by the way. Was there anything vague about that provision? Should I read that again so you can let it sink into your thick skull?
Sure, please do. My skull's pretty thick tonight.
For the purposes of this section, concealed shall not include a loaded or unloaded pistol carried upon the person in a sheath, belt holster, or shoulder holster that is wholly or partially visible, or carried upon the person in a scabbard or case for carrying the weapon that is wholly or partially visible. In other words, the gun can be openly displayed. There's nothing vague about that. Now, of course, this is the same excuse Tennessee used for the restaurant carry bill when they successfully, a liberal, Democrat, liberal-appointed judge. Imagine that. Sorry, folks. You know, it's just the way it is. Deal with it. If you're a Democrat gun owner, deal with the facts. Deal with the truth. It is what it is. But they did the same thing, John. Democrat activist-appointed judge struck down the restaurant carry bill, allowing, and this thing was meticulously written because she claimed it was vague and issued an injunction. Of course, the legislature came back and they slapped her and fixed the problem. So it wasn't vague, so it sank into her thick skull, all right?
Yep.
And it was subsequently became law. What is it, John, about this stuff?
This is actually the first I've heard about this Mississippi bill, so I'm not going to get too much into the details of that. But I want to ask you a question. I want to say something to you about this. That I think when politicians and legislators have been in office for quite a long time and they've been through the mill a few times, some of them start to forget what it is they're really there to do. And they start to feel that government is all-encompassing, all-powerful, and they seem to put aside that oath that they took when they took office to defend the Constitution,
uh-huh,
the Bill of Rights, and everything else. And, you know, I know we're going to touch on this later with your next guest, and I won't get into it now, but basically, you know, I always go back to the same thing, that you can look to socialism as the root of a lot of this stuff, because one of the basic tenets of socialism is that the state is everything and the individual is nothing.
And now you know a little bit about that, and you're right, we are going to discuss that. I'd love to have that conversation with you, as we do many times on the show when you're on.
Okay.
David Kodria, I it's hard to put me at a loss for words most of the time, but there's clearly a bigger agenda here, and there's clearly something going on coming out of Hinds County, that the Hinds County prosecutor, that a Hinds County judge, and a former prosecutor, now with the SPLC, from Hinds County, is involved in pushing for this injunction, or is that just a conspiracy?
Yeah, this is, probably part of it is meant to embarrass the governor who signed it into law, although it should be an embarrassment for the politicians who voted for it, and now they're turning around and saying, well, we don't know what the heck's going on. If you take a look at the actual complaint, and they have this statement of facts, and they say that we need this emergency because it's going to cause irreparable harm, because there were 187 murders in the state of Mississippi back in 2011. And you got to say, wait a minute. Now, let's take those, first of all, and let's separate out from that, you know, how many are applicable to this particular situation, and of those, how many of those people are criminals and prohibited by law from having a gun anyway? So
rather than you mean some of their names probably show up on the No More Names bus tour from Bloomberg?
Exactly, and so, you know, and it's all the standard stuff. Well, you know, people are going to see people carrying guns, and they're going to panic. Yeah, just like they did at the hotel when I came down there to Atlanta,
right,
and, you know, and addressed the folks down in Georgia, and everybody in the hotel was carrying, and we didn't see any panic whatsoever. You normalize this kind of stuff, or police aren't going to know how to react, whatever. What I'm excited about is that I'm foreseeing getting some information on the pushback as a result of this. And mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking forward on reporting on that in the coming days and weeks over at davidkodria.com so that we can follow up on this story and kind of keep it in the public eye. But the one thing I thought that was important to get out immediately was the fact that this really looks like a danger when you have all three branches of government colluding right. to take liberty away from the citizens. And that's exactly the opposite of the reason we have government in the first place, which is to secure the blessings of liberty.
Emanating from one county.
Yeah.
Mind
yeah.
you. So clearly these guys know each other. And again, I repeat myself yet again. It's a Democrat in Connecticut that signed some of the worst gun control laws in the nation. It's a Democrat in New York. It's a Democrat in the wild, wild west in Colorado, John.
That's right.
It's a Democrat governor and a Democrat-controlled legislature in Maryland. And it's apparently a Democrat-controlled county in Mississippi. But here's what's interesting. Now, David and John, let's talk about the truth. Let's educate listeners. 45 states allow some form of open carry of a firearm. 45. How many states are there? There's 50. So let's do the math. Oh, there's five that don't. 45 states. And we hear the meme. I like the way you put that, David. It's quick to pick up in the Wild West meme, in spite of the facts, you say. In spite of the facts, and I quote from you, David, that the same unfounded charges were leveled and never came to pass when states enacted concealed carry laws. We heard the same argument from the freedom-hating, gun-hating left, didn't we, David?
Dodge City shootouts over fender benders.
John Higgs, how many rivers of blood did you drive through today on the way to get lunch?
Not one. Not a single one.
Wait a minute. That can't be. Colorado... Your gun control, gun safety package, dare I say, has not yet gone into effect. Certainly, you crossed rivers of blood. You have to have a high-rise Jeep to drive in Colorado because the rivers of blood run so deep, don't they, or am I wrong?
Well, if you're talking about the legislature, there are rivers, but it's not of blood, and I won't mention what the other substances on the air. But it's all fear-mongering. It's all a question of trying to influence people who, for whatever reason, are not familiar with the facts. It's posturing, it's advertising, whatever you want to call it. And it makes good copy for the front page of the local newspaper.
You know, let's ask why that is. Let's turn to David Kodria. David, we have 30 seconds before we take a break. Why is it that it makes good fodder for the press? Because the press is possibly anti-what?
Oh, the authorized journalists? You mean Biden's legitimate media?
Legitimate media is anti-what?
Anti-gun, of course.
So this all fits together like a puzzle piece, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Mark, I can't stay for the next segment. I'll rejoin you at 10 o'clock, and I want to pick up on the Democrats sometime during the conversation that we have.
Absolutely. We will certainly do it. David, thank you so much for joining us this hour and for returning here to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, ladies and gentlemen. That was David Kodria. He'll be back again. We're going to jump with David throughout the show. And John Higgs, we'll be back with you for the rest of the program right after this. Don't go away. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques
techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit ArmedAmericanDVDOffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to ArmedAmericanDVDOffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown. A new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and ArmedAmericanRadio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
We are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. If you don't have a Super Talk holster, Sean, you liking that music?
Oh, yeah, that brings me back.
You can watch Sean at RadioFactor.net. RadioFactor.net, you can watch us do the show. Whether you are listening to the show after the live show, if you're picking us up later in the week, whenever it suits you, gotta love modern technology, people can go right over to RadioFactor.net and watch this show.
Yes.
As it unfolded live, if you have access to a computer.
And we also
or a smartphone.
Also have an archive, and what I'll do is I'll start putting a link to where those shows are. I'm just wanting to, get a library going. But every show we do is actually a YouTube archive of
it. Right.
So,
And what do they see during the breaks, Sean? Are they ever going to get us in the raw? That might not be a good idea sometimes.
Well, they see me doing various things, and then sometimes I let it sit there with you. Depends on what you're doing. And then now during the top, then the, you know, news hour, nothing.
They right.
See,
okay. Yeah.
They
yeah,
see your studio.
Yeah, that's got to be news and all. Okay, well, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you here. You know, we're talking about your right to keep and bear arms. We do that every week here on the program. A right and a freedom, a fundamental right and freedom, a birthright of all Americans that is under vicious, vicious attack, predominantly from the Democrats. It's written into their party platform. John Higgs joins me from Colorado, knows all about Democrat control and Democrat hysteria. When it comes to gun rights, John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, I'm actually sitting here. It's just turned 10 minutes to 7 here. So we have just a little over 5 hours left of the old Colorado-style freedom before we do a Cinderella and the clock ticks over to midnight and laws that were passed in the legislative session in Colorado earlier this year will actually go into effect. Starting at midnight.
Let me ask you a very pointed question, and I know I'll get a very pointed and poignant response from you. Do you believe that the laws that you're facing when the clock strikes midnight in Colorado, do you believe that those laws were passed as a result of Newtown in a true effort to reduce crime, or do you believe that the Democrat gun haters in Colorado took advantage of a situation that they knew they could exploit for political agenda?
I would have to say it's the latter, that it was exploiting very, very bad situations that we've had, not just with Newtown. Remember, Aurora, Colorado, right, last year had the movie theater shooting. You can go back to the Gabby Giffords shooting. I think the storm was building for a long time. But I have to tell you, I don't want to reiterate too much stuff that we talked about a few weeks ago with the actual legislative session. But when we all went down to the state capitol, when they were having the hearings for the bills that you and I are going to discuss in a minute, it was amazing. The number of pro-gun people who showed up was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I've been to the Capitol over the years, not as much as a lot of people, but still quite a bit. And to see the pro-Second Amendment turnout that we had was truly amazing. So I have to think that a good number of people in Colorado respect the Second Amendment, and I have to think that there are at least some legislators who still respect the Second Amendment and remember the oath of office that they took. But you could almost say, coincidentally, you know, it does seem to be that there are a lot of Democrats pushing for legislation and taking advantage of the current state of affairs in the country with regards to those incidents. So, yeah, I think it's political. I think they were just kind of biding their time, or bidening their time, you know. And this is the situation that we've come to. And you and I talked a little bit about going over some of the changes to existing laws that are going to come about tomorrow. But in case I forget, can I just mention one thing that I think is really critical?
You absolutely can.
There's an organization in Colorado called the Independence Institute. The head guy there, his name is John Caldera. He has his own radio show, and he's been on local Colorado TV quite a bit. And one of his colleagues is Dave Copel, who I think a lot of your listeners may recognize as being a long-time pro-gun
attorney, Second Amendment activist, and attorney.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Pro Second Amendment scholar, really. And the Independence Institute is actually putting together a lawsuit or a case against all of this legislation, along with most of the county sheriffs in Colorado. We've got 63 counties, and I think we've got 55 of those sheriffs who are on board with the Independence Institute's lawsuit against this new legislation that's coming in. So the battle lines are drawn, and we're starting to kind of see who's on which side.
Oh, they are clearly drawn. They are absolutely clearly drawn in Colorado. The line is in the sand. There are two recall elections being forced now. In particular, the one that I enjoy the most is the Senate President Morse.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was kind of interesting. There has not been a successful, as I understand it, there's not been a successful recall of a Colorado politician before, ever. I was doing a little bit of research on that, and that's what I found today. But John Morse is a Democrat from the Colorado Springs area.
Right.
And as I'm sure a lot of people are aware, you kind of have three large cities in Colorado. You've got the state capital in Denver. You've got Grand Junction over on the west side. And then you've got Colorado Springs a little further south. And he's John Morse is state senator from Colorado Springs. And the other senator who's also being recalled is Senator Angela Giron, who's another Democrat from Pueblo.
Oh, she's a what?
She's another Democrat.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Say that again.
Angela Giron is a Democrat.
Okay, a Democrat. I got you.
Yeah, from Pueblo, which is a little bit further south in Colorado Springs.
I take it she's anti-gun?
Yeah, they're both being recalled. You know, and the way basically a recall comes about is that you have to go and get signatures from registered voters within the precinct or within the legislative area for whichever politician is you want to recall.
And she's from what location? What district is she in?
She's a Democrat from Pueblo.
Okay. First of all, Colorado Springs, you're listening to the show today on KRDO, 1240 AM, as is Southern Denver, Lakewood, Aurora, South Glen, Ken Carroll, Castle Rock, Colorado Springs, Cannon City, Pueblo as well. When we come back with John, we'll give you some information on exactly what's going to happen tomorrow as the new law takes effect. Sean, how are we doing time-wise?
I'm good.
You got to go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, John, you stay with us. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the hammer now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. Hugh Hewitt here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score.
So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.